It's the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, it is a lovely day here in the Las Vegas Valley.
It's probably the most beautiful day that I have ever seen.
Yeah. Yes. No, it's coming down today, man. It's actually not too bad where we're at. I mean, I came from the south side of town today up to the north part where we are. And we're right here at 95 and Craig, so really easy to access. If you're on the 95 today in the north or northwest part of town and you just want to pop on over, really easy to get to. I mean, it's like 1 minute off of the 95 on Craig, right by Tanea. But it's the Albertsons. That's where we are today for the Four Corners Food Drive. It was definitely coming down really hard in the south part of town earlier today. It is coming down up here, but not too bad. So if you want to make a donation to Three Square today, I mean, a little rain's not going to stop the need for donations to come in, because obviously a lot of kids hungry across the Las Vegas Valley. Three Square does a tremendous job of raising funds and food for those hungry kids. And if you show up today, we actually already had a guy before 6 a.m. come through and make a donation. Every single dollar that's donated equals six meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley.
The buying power that and the reach that Three Square has is unrivaled, and they do an amazing job. We've been working with them for, you know, forever, it seems like, and we've always always been very impressed with how professional they are and the work that they can do and how far they can take each and every dollar that is donated to them to feed a needy family or a needy child here in the Las Vegas Valley.
If you want to make a donation today, you don't even have to get out of your car. You can just
pull on up to the
pull
tent.
Up and throw the money at us, or we'll come running out to your car.
I brought an umbrella. I'll escort you. Just make eye contact with me. I'll come over there. I'll Farnsworth, Mr. You know, whatever Puffy's umbrella
Farnsworth,
dude.
I think that was his name.
What's his name?
It was Farnsworth.
Farnsworth Bentley.
Yeah, Farnsworth Bentley. I'll come over there. I'll escort you over with my golf umbrella.
Did you just offer to be an escort if somebody makes eye contact
with
you?
That's right.
What a good start.
We're trying to make money out here.
Also, he just plugged his golf umbrella. How much did you pay for that?
No, actually, $60? That was a free one.
You stole it from the golf course?
No, I got it at the Metro Canine Golf Tournament.
Oh, very nice. All right, well, we're out here again today. Albertsons at Craig in the 95. We're going to be out here all morning long, hanging out, doing the broadcast today, and we get some good news and some bad news to get things going. What would you like first?
Dave, why don't we start off, you know, since it is a dreary day, why don't we start off with some bad news?
Well, this is, maybe plays into, you know, crappy weather across the United States. The U.S. is bracing for a severe flu season this year.
Did you get your flu shot?
No. You?
Yeah, of course. Though, actually, the lady who came in and did the flu shots for the entire office, her name was Karen, and she had a bone to pick with you.
Oh, no.
No way.
She wants to do reviews about guys who are dicks named Dave.
It is a short list. It's just me. But, yeah, there's a lot of people across the U.S. that are already dealing with the flu, obviously, this time of year. The weather going up and down is tough on a lot of people's immune systems and everything else. And there's already been a couple of people, unfortunately, that have passed away because of the flu. So severe flu season is coming, so that would be bad news.
Well, maybe you should think about getting the flu shot.
I haven't gotten my flu shot either.
How did you miss it? They came into the office.
I was busy that day.
It's free.
It's a free everywhere, pretty much.
I mean, if you get them,
Yeah, well, I mean, yesterday out at the Albertsons, they were talking about free flu shots there. So
should have got one.
Get your flu shot.
I feel like both of you missed an opportunity. You both of you are going to try to get me sick. I'm the epitome of health over here, and I'm hanging around with you.
Listen, I'm trying to get us some
sick
days.
Before we went on the air, you sneezed directly into that microphone.
Mic.
Yeah, I'm allergic to your BS.
Got some good news today as well.
What's that?
I mean, I think this is good news. You tell me what you think, Audrey, but a New York State bagel store clerk is being hailed as a hero after taking a seven-hour round trip to return a set of keys left behind by a customer. This woman, whose name is Diana, she said that she left her car running and ran into this bagel shop in order to get some bagels and had the keys in her hand. You know, you don't, like, need the keys with you for your car if it's already running. And she set them down on the counter while she was getting her stuff, and then she went and got in the car and drove off. Interestingly, though, she lives 180 miles away from the bagel shop.
Oh, wow.
She lives in Pennsylvania, and she only realized that she'd left the keys after it was too late. And so she called the bagel shop. They're like, yes, we have it. But the problem was, she's like, well, you should just overnight them to me so that way I can have them tomorrow. The next day was Sunday, and so that didn't work out either. The owner of the bagel shop, well, the manager of the bagel shop, said, you know what? I got you. Got in his car, drove almost 4 hours to her house, and then turned around and drove home.
See, I don't know if I would want. I mean, I get, like, being a pickle and just really needing your keys, but I don't think I want some rando dude showing up at my house and knowing where I live.
And that's the thing, is, like, I don't know if he knew that she had a husband.
How hot was she?
She was pretty attractive.
I'm sure.
He was not.
That's why he did it.
And also,
100%.
And also, if she lives 3.5 hours away, why is she not going, I'll meet you in the middle at least?
Yeah.
Like, you just drive all the way out here, you thirsty dude. Drop off the keys, and then, I don't know. It seemed... At first glance, you're like, this is really good news. Then you're like, yeah, it's a little creepy, too.
I'm just putting them in the mail. I'm not even overnighting them.
Stay on mail.
Yeah, it's your problem. You come to me.
You're the worst.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Nice little question about consumer goods here. Do you all think I really need to upgrade to the new iPhone? I've got the 8 right now. It works just fine, but everyone tells me I should get the new one because of the camera. Like, should I just upgrade?
Message deleted.
The camera's fine. I haven't really noticed that much of a difference. The only cool thing is it's got the zoom out feature, so you can get like wider angle shots. No, man.
Yeah.
You got an 8 that works fine. Like, the iPhones are ridiculous. They're like $1,200 now.
Yeah, it's insane how much they cost, and the the fact that they there really isn't that big of a difference. It's like it's still running all the apps until we get like pure true 5G. Don't even upgrade.
Ah, but the camera is really nice, though. Sorry.
I mean, I guess, but like, how long does a phone last you? I mean, two years you have a phone?
But that's a dude too.
Yeah,
like, that guy don't care. He's not taking all sorts of selfies.
Selfies and stuff. Yeah, I'm here for the selfie game. But my phone in general, since the new phone has come out, really has gone to crap.
Oh, so you believe in the conspiracy theory that they slow them down?
Not necessarily that it's slowing down. It's just glitching all the time.
See, we've all got the
10s or the X.
Yeah, whatever. I haven't noticed any difference in mine.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's just a placebo effect.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is there anything in each of your lives that takes up way too much time? Maybe it's something simple like work, or maybe you got into a project that turned out to be way too time consuming. I'll be honest. Mine is my dog. He's a lot of work, man.
Message deleted.
Tell you what, man. Kids. Woo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no one told me about that. Nah, they're great. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, anything that's alive that you're responsible for is going to take some time.
Well, and I mean, dogs, I think, also kind of fall in that same category. Like, they don't understand when you're tired. Like, 3-year-olds have no concept of the fact that you do not want to give them a pony ride around the house after you've had a look. You're like, you just want to sit down for 1 second. Like, let's play. And you're like, nah. But it's really sweet, too. And then if you don't, you feel bad because you're like, you're going to miss this one day.
Aw. You have internal guilt over that?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So you do all the pony rides?
I'm like, all right, another tea party. Cool.
Like, could you actually make some tea?
Yeah.
This fake tea ain't cutting it, man.
Yeah, man, I need some caffeine.
Yeah, can we
hype me up a little
swap
bit?
Swap this out with coffee.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so me and my friend, we took this Uber the other day, and I swear our Uber driver was Rain Man because he knew every single best picture from every year. And we quizzed him. We had him on our phone, and he knew all of them.
Message deleted.
You guys know anyone like that? That's got like that super memory. Like, my sister's like that.
Really?
I can go, what was the weather like on June 13th, 1991? And she'll know.
Really?
It's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
I wish I had that.
Like, but what a kind of crappy skill that is.
Like, I know. Like, it doesn't.
Like, what was the weather like 38 years ago? You know.
Mostly cloudy. Like, okay. Or maybe she's just really good at guessing. Like, it's only
mostly sunny.
Mostly sunny, mostly cloudy, partially cloudy every day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know anybody who's got, like, the iron trap, like, photographic memory. Because I feel like that would be awful to have. I think so. I think it sounds like it could be an amazing skill. But I will say, as a person who has a really bad memory, that I am able to forget all sorts of bad stuff that I've done or has been done to me.
You also have this uncanny ability to lie to yourself,
well,
too.
It's all tied in together.
If you tell yourself that you didn't do something, you actually believe it.
That's right. If you can't lie, you gotta learn how to, like, before you love yourself, you gotta learn how to convincingly lie to yourself.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So last night, if you missed it, the Vegas Golden Knights get the win by 2. That was a thing of beauty.
That's safe. Nice.
Oh, man. If you haven't seen that on social media, Marc-Andre Fleury is awesome.
NHL awards. Are they going to be here again this year? Do we know?
I mean, they've been here for the last – they left for a little while, and I don't know if they went somewhere else or if they stopped doing them, but they've been here – on and off for the last, what, 10 years now?
Yeah, it's been here for a while over the Palms.
They moved it over to Mandalay Bay last year.
Was it over at Mandalay Bay? Oh, okay.
Can you imagine doing that vertical leap and that vertical jump and all of that gear?
Well, and skates.
Crazy. And skates. Crazy.
When you're already going the other direction, you're turning it around. And yeah, Marc-Andre Fleury, amazing save last night. And the Vegas Golden Knights win by 2. So if you took him on the puck line, look pretty good for you.
What
puck line is?
What is it? Same, it's like the money?
No,
is
so basically
like
that's saying
how many goals you got to win by?
No, you're betting that it's betting that they're going to win by 2. So instead of them just winning the game, it's them winning by more than a goal. And
what was that? What was
instead
that
of having to lay like minus, basically 2-1, it's like plus 155. So it's a pretty big swing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so bettors that backed the Golden Knights on the puck line or just to win it last night.
That empty netter.
Yeah.
There you go.
Looked pretty great, man.
Gotcha.
Empty net helps you out.
Yeah, and 2 in a row. You know, and a lot of people, you know, the hockey season is very long.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like football where you lose like 6 and you're done for the season. Hockey, baseball,
you can slump a little bit and come back.
And a lot of teams make the playoffs, and that's the only thing that matters.
So the prison guards who oversaw Jeffrey Epstein plead not guilty to falsifying records. These two are going to be the fall people, but there's a bigger investigation that's going on.
I mean, these guys need – I mean, I don't know. Like, I think of this in two different ways. Like, absolutely somebody needs to pay, and if these guys were complicit in – the murder of Jeffrey Epstein, then they should absolutely do prison time.
They almost have to be.
But why are they complicit? Were they, you know, because there's obviously billions who are out there who are very powerful, who have lots of eyes on Jeffrey Epstein, and like they have a lot to lose. So did they threaten their families? Did they, you know, like what happened? Why were they complicit? Were they, if they were just offered a bunch of money, then screw them, throw the book at them. But like if it comes out that they were threatened, that's what I wonder about.
Okay, right. So listen to what they were doing, right? So these indictments have come down and they're being charged. The two guards allegedly completed slips saying that they were making the checks that they were supposed to.
Yep, falsifying records.
The government said that not a single one was actually carried through. According to the indictment, they were at their desks in the common area using computers just 15 feet away. They weren't doing work either. They alleged that they were shopping for furniture and hunting down motorcycle deals and sports news.
You've got the most high-profile prisoner in the world in your custody. And this is the guy who's got probably the everybody in the world knows that this guy is probably going to end up dead. You know, either he's going to kill himself or somebody's going to murder him. And that's what you're doing. That's what it becomes very suspicious. And obviously something was going on. I think there was collusion happening without
a
doubt. But I'm curious to see what else happened. Like, we're, you know, will we ever get to the bottom of this giant conspiracy? Probably not, but it's just crazy that the person who was most likely to kill themselves in the entire world ended up dead. You know, I mean, there could not have been a more high-profile guy. It's just one of the craziest stories that we've ever come across. I would say almost in our lifetime.
Yeah, agree.
I mean, to have somebody that you're like, that dude is going to end up dead, you better watch him, and then he ends up dead.
Not since Lee Harvey Oswald ended up dead.
Right.
Has there been somebody who we were not as shocked who ended up getting killed?
So we're out here broadcasting live today at Albertsons. Basically, the 95 and Craig. It's right off the 95 at Craig and right by Tanea. And we're going to be out here all morning long raising food and funds for our friends at Three Square. We got some donuts, got some coffee on the way as well. So if you swing through and want a little morning refreshment as you head off to work on this Wednesday morning, the rain has all but stopped.
Yeah, it's cut down to a little trickle.
A little teeny drizzle,
Starting to actually be pretty nice. You missed the brunt of it, man. I would say about 4:30 in the morning,
it was coming down hard.
In the southwest side of town, it was like banging up on my window. I'm like, hey,
monsoon.
Hey,
stop sleep.
That's a nice alarm to wake up, though, too.
It's not too bad. But the rain up here, at least where we are, for the Four Corners Food Drive, it has really slowed down. So if you want to swing by, make a donation today, get some coffee and donuts on the way to work, we'd love to say hello to you. Out here raising funds and food for Three Square, it's the Four Corners Food Drive, X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
As the Four Corners Food Drive rolls on, we are here at the Albertsons at Craig and 95. Would love to have you swing through today. Every dollar that's donated goes directly to Three Square, and it can provide six meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. Some top stories for you today. I imagine this is a pretty good time to own anything near the new Raiders Stadium. Mm-hmm. And a Mississippi real estate company just acquired an industrial complex near Allegiant Stadium, figuring that the proximity to the Raiders' future home will help with marketing efforts. East Group Properties purchased a newly built 11.5-acre industrial park at the corner of Russell and Edmund Street for $25.5 million.
Damn.
Which, a handful of years ago, I'm sure it wouldn't have gone anywhere near that amount.
Tree fitting.
Yeah,
tree
exactly.
Fitting.
It's less than 2 miles west of where the Raiders' future home is. The proximity, not necessarily a driving force, they say, behind the purchase, but you've got to imagine that definitely played a factor.
Yeah, I mean, that whole area is going to be revitalized with the stadium once it's done.
What do you think they're going to do with Crazy Horse?
Keep it?
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're just going to put some paint on it?
Yeah, put a new coat of paint on that thing and be like, hey.
Crazy Horse.
What you doing after the game? What you do? Come on over here.
Is that one of the penny beer places that you used to frequently
roam? No. Crazy Horse is
a little more expensive.
Is it?
Yeah, you're not. I don't think there's. I don't know if we've ever been to a place with penny beer in Las Vegas.
I don't think.
Or what were you talking about? That's more, at least just has a bar inside.
That's more like college cities, you know, like South Carolina, St. Louis, Columbia, you know, all those.
Yeah, do you ever go to one of those places that was fill your cup for a buck?
I never did that.
You bring as big of a cup as you want, and fill it for a dollar with
no
cake
way.
Beer.
Quarter
that
pitchers.
Is so smart.
So people would show up with just like one of those Igloo coolers. They'd be like, it's my cup.
Yeah, I think the cheapest we ever got was like like quarter PBRs.
Yeah.
We went to Penny Beers in Alabama, but it was Bud Light. Or like Natty Light.
You're Bud Light. You're fancy.
I mean, Bud Light.
Yeah, you're lucky if you get a penny beer and you're getting Bud Light.
I know that you're an aficionado of all of the food delivery services. What do you think about DoorDash?
I think it's the worst. I think DoorDash is the absolute worst. We were talking to a driver who came by and made a donation yesterday. You know, they've talked about how, you know, they were pocketing driver tips, and that is horrible. You know, I think
so. Listen to this. The Attorney General actually in Washington, D.C., is suing DoorDash because exactly what you just said. They have been pocketing the workers' tips. Said in a statement, DoorDash misled consumers who reasonably believed that the tips would go to the workers who actually, you know, delivered the food.
Because
you give a gratuity to the company? And you'll see that from time to time. Like, you know, let's say that you go to a sandwich shop or whatever, and there's a little tip jar on the counter.
Yeah.
The tips don't always go to the employees working. Like, sometimes the company will keep that money.
That's insane. That is insane. Because why are you going to grab the company when they're the only one? It's just a tech
company at that point, right?
You know what I mean? Like, the people who are out doing the footwork are the ones who need to be doing that.
Tipping the person who did the service for me. That's how tipping works.
Exactly.
That's how it should work. DoorDash. Shame on them. I hope they have had an awful business model, and that's why they were taking some of these tips. And I hope that the Attorney General of Washington cracks down on them real hard.
This is a pretty wild study. They found that 2 million Americans don't have access to clean water, indoor plumbing, or sanitation services.
I mean,
what?
I mean,
2 million Americans don't have access to that stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, that's
unbelievable.
I mean, that's the size of a large metropolitan city. And 2 million people, that's like just slightly smaller than Las Vegas.
Native Americans are 19 times more likely to be without. And then, of course, other minority groups also falling into that. So Black and Latino households twice as likely. But, yeah, I mean, it's a real problem. When you think about, you know, modernized countries around the world, the United States generally at the top of a lot of people's lists. But, yeah, 2 million people.
I'm wondering where this is regionally. Like, does it say that it's just kind of like sparse throughout the United States? Or is this a regional issue?
So there's hot spots, if you will. So Central Valley of California, areas of Texas, rural counties in Mississippi, Alabama, the Appalachian West Virginia areas, and then Four Corners of the Southwest and Puerto Rico.
Even Flint,
also,
they still haven't got fixed. And that's been on top of the news for, you know, several years.
Years.
Now, at this point, we as a country need to do better. I mean, like, if we cannot provide the people who live in this country just basic things like clean drinking water that's not going to kill you, we have failed as a society.
1.4 million homes don't have a shower, toilet, or sink.
That's nuts.
Isn't that wild?
That is nuts.
Yeah.
A shower, a toilet, or a sink.
Yeah.
A sink is whatever, but a toilet or a shower.
You can't wash your butt.
You cannot wash your butt after going to the toilet.
Yeah.
You have this, like, I mean, seriously, that is insane. To think about all of the luxuries that we have, the simple things of just taking a shower in the morning.
Plumbing has been a part of this country for hundreds of years.
I mean, that goes back to Rome, you know?
Yeah.
The Romans had plumbing. Thank you, man. So speaking of things that you take for granted, you know, having lunch and you know where your lunch is coming from today, a lot of people here in Las Vegas don't have that luxury. And so we're out here today for the Four Corners Food Drive, raising meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. Just had another very generous individual stop by. So want to thank him. Drop some money in the bucket for Three Square. Every single dollar equals six meals. We're out here at Albertsons. Craig and 95. Swing through. Say hello to him.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That is some stolen dance from Milky Chance here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. We are live today at the Four Corners Food Drive, Albertsons at Craig and 95, and look who's come by, Ivan the Blind Mexican.
Hello, I think someone's holding the mic, but I'm not
hello.
Sure.
Yeah, that's Audrey.
I'm right here to your left, hello.
Someone's arm, and I see something gray in my face. That's my day-to-day life, but this time it looked a little bit more gray. How are you guys today? Everybody come down, 7151 West Craig.
Woo, look at you, Ivan, out here hustling for us. Thank you for coming by today, man. You reached into the deep pockets of Ivan the Blind Mexican, and you gave some money to our friends at Three Square, which actually goes an incredibly long way. So we talked about it, you know, throughout the morning. A
couple
today.
Hundred meals over there,
yeah,
provided
man, that's
by
it.
Ivan.
That's
yeah.
great. So, I mean, every single dollar equals six meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. And I know, Ivan, I mean, we basically raised you here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. And you have become a successful business owner and entrepreneur here in the Las Vegas Valley. So you paying it forward is a thing of beauty, my friend.
Nah, man, it's a great thing what Three Square does. And like always, man, you guys always do a lot of things for the community, man. And don't ever sell your guys' self short, man, because it's incredible what you guys do. And I hear it from the outside. So I
blind people know. Love us. TV sucks. Radio's awesome. Thanks for coming by today, man. We love you, Ivan. You're the best.
And we got to plug his business, man. He's a business owner. You want to plug the shop, Ivan?
Yeah, yeah. So if anybody's going through a happy divorce or paying child support, make sure to visit me up at the Family Courthouse at 601 North Pecos Road. Or if you're a bookworm like Miss Audrey here to my left,
yeah,
2851 East Bonanza Road, the East Las Vegas Library. We're open there.
You got two locations now?
Yeah, man. I'm trying to do it big.
Go get some coffee and some snacks from our boy Ivan and support him as well as he, like I said, pays it forward and helps out hungry kids here in Las Vegas. We appreciate you, Ivan. You're the man.
You guys are the
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave Mahoney. So I'm legitimately thinking about getting a divorce. We've been married for 3 years. No one has done anything wrong, and we don't have kids. How do I approach this idea? Do I just bring it up on the couch at home, or is this a conversation better fit for, like, a dinner or something? Help me out.
Message deleted.
He said no one's done anything wrong. He just wants to leave.
Well, you should definitely call us for advice on this.
Well, no, yeah, we should. I think you got one life to live, man. No, if you feel like you should get a divorce, get a divorce.
Well, I mean,
okay, no, hold on. They've been married for 3 years with nothing wrong, and this guy's just calling us from the couch, sounding a little tired. I think this guy's honestly at this point. Shout out to your wife; she might be better without
you. No, man. Like, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're feeling this way, and you know, like you're feeling this way 3 years in, like that's nothing. 3 years into a relationship is absolutely nothing.
There's something to be said though about like working through problems. Like there's going to be
marriage
problems.
Marriage isn't easy.
Nah, man.
Yeah, there's challenges, man.
You don't go for it on fourth. You punt.
We're not beastmen for
no,
monogamy.
You go for
okay?
it, man. It's fourth and one.
It's hard
not,
out here.
Not when it's the third quarter. You punt.
Oh my gosh.
That's what you do right there.
No,
my friend.
It's 3 years. Suck it up for maybe like a little bit longer, and you try harder than getting up off of the couch. Okay.
No.
He was calling us probably on the toilet.
He sounded
just
like
moved
Mahoney's
from the couch.
Spirit animal. Like,
yeah.
He's just so lazy.
No,
he's
man. If you
call us and ask for
sit
divorce.
There and blame the being of just like, okay, go ahead and just get the divorce. You have to put in a little bit of effort.
A little effort.
He has.
Okay.
How do you know? How do you know? You're
he's cold.
He's cold. That's the effort.
If you are unhappy get out, man. Like, you don't have any kids, don't have kids. Be like, you have the opportunity to be happy. And more importantly,
this guy didn't sound depressed about
it. She has the opportunity to be happy.
Yes, but he didn't sound depressed. He just sounded lazy.
Good things take hard work, man.
Relationships take work. And if you're not willing to put in the work, get out of the relationship. Plain and simple.
Also, to answer your real question about how you should do it, definitely a public place.
Text message.
Yeah. Text message. Yeah.
Singing telegram.
A public place to ask for a divorce? Are you kidding?
It depends if you expect that she's going to throw something at you. Because
like knives?
It's harder to do in a restaurant.
Do it near the end of a month when your lease is up and that you can like find a new place,
for
man.
Sure when your lease is up. At least wait till the lease is up.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you guys think that Ian May, in his own time, actually meet up with some of these people from Craigslist? Do you think he hangs out with dirty laundry people in his free time? I can actually see him getting weird like that.
Message deleted.
I think Ian enjoys going to dirty laundry.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. He always is trying to get us to go along with him. He's like, hey, do you want to go hang out of this creepy laundromat where all these felons are? We're like, no, man. Like, what are you talking about?
I used to
but
do
he
that.
He loves it. He loves
I
it.
I used to do that.
Yeah, I feel like there's something about, maybe it's not just guys, but like a lot of my buddies as I was growing up, like really like flirting with danger, you know? Going to the bad
just
part of town.
When you're young.
Yeah, you're just seeing how far you can push it.
Driving through a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, driving through the bad neighborhood. Just seeing if you're going to get mugged. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys are psycho.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Looking to buy weed. Always.
Hey, man. Hey. And then all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute.
It's legal.
This bad neighborhood is where I live.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. If you were to in charge of choosing a food to eat in a food eating competition, and you were going to have to take part in the competition, what food would you pick? So basically, what food would you want to eat a whole lot of without throwing up?
Message deleted.
So hot dogs for you, Mahoney?
No. Hot dogs is a pretty good one, but I feel like that's been so cornered, you know. I mean, there's are people that are so good at that.
That
you'd
would want to continue to eat.
What about wings? Wings are easy.
No, I've done
a
wing eating contest.
Hard.
It's awful.
Is it?
Yes.
Unsauced?
You know what the hardest part is? Is getting the
meat
biting
off.
Right. Because if you bite too hard, you're going to be biting the bone, which stinks. And if you're not biting hard enough, it's hard to get all of the meat off the ends.
It's a proper bite.
Let me revolutionize the world of competitive eating right now. So
spaghetti?
I'm just going to throw this out here as an idea. So you
Jell-O.
Hold on. Just listen.
Okay.
We combine multiple elements. So you have to eat in it and wrestle in it at the same time. I'm throwing SpaghettiOs and or applesauce out there.
SpaghettiOs?
You know what?
So you got to wrestle and eat
mashed potatoes.
This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Wrestling event you have not lived.
But the ABCs and the end of it just says help.
Oh, no, not the alphabet ones.
Oh, just afraid I'd just noodle on.
How did Mahoney's wife decide she wanted to divorce him after 3 years? Get down to the SpaghettiO bar? I don't know. It's weird.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Look, the holidays are here. People are in the holiday spirit, which means it's time to do some robbing, yeah? Look out. In this case, that's exactly what happened. Sean Francis Budge, 24, was arrested late Monday after witnesses say that while he was dressed as Santa Claus, he robbed a woman of her glasses.
Hell yeah.
Who would steal somebody's glasses? Like, first off, wrong for sure. Secondly, what are you going to do with them?
Break them.
Why?
Just to be mean.
A bully.
It all began at 11:17 p.m. The Crafted Keg, a woman said there was a dude who was identified as Budge, took her prescription glasses off of her head and then fled on his motorcycle. The cops saw this guy dressed as Santa on a motorcycle with the stolen glasses, tried to pull him over. He didn't stop, eventually just followed him back to the Crafted Keg where he stopped there, and they arrested him.
Was he working as a Santa Claus, or was he just randomly dressed?
Randomly dressed. He wasn't. Ew. He wasn't in full Santa Claus garb. He had like the Santa Claus hat and jacket on.
Okay.
Ew.
So yeah, it's a bootleg Santa Claus.
I feel like if you were going to rob a Santa Claus, there's a lot of places to stash items.
Yeah.
You know, be it in the belly or in the sack.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Louisiana man said that the devil set him up with some meth. That makes sense.
The devil.
Responding to a 911 call about a suspicious person, police found Franklin Redfern standing on a porch at a residence in West Monroe, Louisiana, according to the cops. Sheriff's deputy approached him, and that's when Redfern allegedly threw a white pill bottle containing meth into the yard. So little late on disposing of it as a cop was walking up.
Also, very nonchalant, right? Like, just tossing a pill bottle out of the
After being read his rights, Redfern said the devil framed him. Despite the compelling explanation, Redfern was arrested for felony narcotics and booked into the county jail.
What if the devil did frame him?
How unfortunate.
Like the devil's like, you know what? I'm going to frame a method down in Louisiana today. I got my schedule's pretty clear.
The devil went down to Louisiana.
I was going to say, as long as Georgia, yeah. Sir.
Charlie Daniels had it wrong. A California man reportedly filed a monetary claim about the recent wildfires. Obviously, the wildfires in California have been serious.
Horrible.
Destroying a lot of property. This guy may have taken it a step too far, though.
What did he do?
He said that the fires destroyed his 500-pound emerald. So he needed to be compensated for that.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I thought, like, jewels, like, it had, like, a really, really high melting point.
You'd think that they would, right? But also, who has a 500-pound emerald?
That's so
liar.
Dramatic. Can we get a proof of purchase, sir?
He's got one of those CVS receipts.
Yeah.
Turns out that the insurance company did not buy that.
No?
So like, we are not going to reimburse you for your 500-pound
emerald. Do we know what he valued the 500-pound
emerald at? It doesn't exactly say what he wanted, but if there was actually a 500-pound emerald, it would be worth $280 million.
Oh, okay.
So you had a $250 million emerald just laying around in your house.
In your 2,000-square-foot home.
Uh-huh. Sure you did. And finally, a Pasco County, Florida man, got $40 taken from him, and so he decided that he was going to beat the perp with a flashlight. And just to give you an idea of how classy this guy is, he has a tiara tattooed on his forehead and the word Martha tattooed on his neck.
Okay.
For Martha Stewart.
So I don't know if it's for Martha Stewart or did they meet each other in prison? I'm not sure.
Was he her princess?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I mean, you steal $40 from somebody, that's a flashlight beat.
He made him strip totally naked first, and then he beat him with a flashlight. So a flashlight or a flashlight? I don't know.
Oh,
worst pinata ever.
Yeah.
Post Malone is coming to Las Vegas. We have your free tickets right now. If you are calling number 20 at 702-791-1075, show is happening on March 14th over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Speaking of Post Malone, here is Allergic on X107. So we are out here today at Albertsons, Craig and the 95, and we're going to be out here until 10 a.m. this morning, and then after that it continues on throughout the day. X107.5 is hanging out, and we're raising funds for our friends at Three Square, which do a great job of feeding hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. So every dollar that's donated provides 6 meals for hungry kids right here in Las Vegas, and it's so important around the holidays, right? Because you get busy and you figure out ways to make excuses where, you know, you have enough stuff going on in your own life, I'm sure, but you don't really think about how there's kids out there that are not going to have food
for the holidays.
For Thanksgiving, but even beyond that, I mean, just like in everyday life, a lot of kids don't know where their next meal is coming from right here in Las Vegas, and generous people stepping up and doing something about it is just so encouraging to see, which is exactly what we're seeing this morning. Some guy just pulled up.
A mystery man.
He said, I'm a little late for work, had to run in and run out, came up, $200.
It's 1,200
meals.
It's
1,200
meals
for 100 kids.
I mean, that can feed like two kids almost for an entire year.
Yeah, 40 kids for an entire month. You just bought 40 kids lunch for an entire month. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Unreal.
So generosity of people and how far the dollar goes is also worth mentioning again, because every single dollar is 6 meals. That's incredible. So you think about making a $5 donation, and for every time somebody makes a $5 donation, that's lunch for an entire month for a kid.
And
that doesn't happen otherwise.
And we're going to be out here, you know, Audrey's going to be out tomorrow. We're out here until 10 o'clock today. If you want to swing by, we're on West Craig and Tenaya, just right off the 95 in that Albertsons Center. You're not going to be able to miss us. So if you've got a chance on your way to work this morning,
or even during your lunch break, we're going to be down here until 6 p.m. today.
I mean, there's a Popeyes right over there. You go get yourself a chicken sandwich. There's a Tommy's. Go get your chili cheeseburger. You can do whatever.
There's a tanning bed right here. Get your tan on. It's a little gloomy outside.
Discount
get
cigarettes and cigars over there.
Need some cigarettes. Need a little Subway action. There's also a cycling class over here, so you got some options.
You can get your smokes and then go cycling.
Test your lung endurance.
Multitasking, my friends. But, you know, now's the time. Do it. You know, as you said, Dave, the holiday season, and we don't want anybody in Las Vegas, if we can help it, to go hungry this holiday season.
A lot of generous people. We have an amazing community, and it's so cool to see people coming out. And a lot of people are bringing their kids by this morning, and they're making donations as well. And it's so fun to meet you know, young listeners of the show, but also, you know, parents that are showing their kids like how important it is to give back. You know, and if you have just a little bit extra, I mean, $1 is six meals.
Yep.
That's an entire week's worth of lunches for somebody off of $1. What else can you buy for a dollar that's going to do that much good?
Nothing.
It's
absolutely
unbelievable.
Nothing.
So swing through, say hello to us today. We're going to be out here until 10 o'clock. And then, like Audrey said, throughout the entire day today, we are posted up at the Albertsons, Craig and the 95. And, yeah, we've got ourselves your opportunity to help out a lot of people here in the Las Vegas Valley with not a ton of money. So thank you to the generosity and that we've seen so far. Let's keep it rolling. X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trash!
As we get into Pop Trash, I want to thank Nick for coming by today, making a generous donation to our friends at Three Square. I want to say what's up to Ian in San Jose. His birthday today, is that right?
Yeah, 12
right.
years
12
old.
12 years old. Happy birthday to Ian.
Happy
thank
birthday.
You. Thank you for being a part of the show as well. A lot of generous people that are swinging through and making donations. So,
and it's going really far today, too. You know, like I said, $1 equals six meals here in Las Vegas.
So swing on by. We are we're hanging out here throughout the entire morning today, and you can get to us very easily right off the 95 and Craig. You just jump right off at Craig from the 95, and it's that Albertsons that's right there off the interstate. So pretty easy to access us. Yesterday, things not going so great for Aaron Carter. He went crazy in court after a judge told him that he had to hand over his guns. He was on the losing end of a restraining order. His twin sister, Angel Conrad, convinced the judge to issue a order prohibiting him from having any contact with her or her family for a year. The judge, I guess, enraged Aaron by telling him he's too dangerous to possess guns. He went nuts in court screaming at the judge that he would just go out of state to buy more firepower, which is definitely what you want to do.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess his sister filed the docs back in September in Los Angeles for a domestic violence restraining order after claiming that Aaron threatened to send hitmen after her.
Yep.
She claimed that during a phone conversation, he told her, quote, "I have people that would come and harm you." Angel said she feared for her life because Aaron was brandishing firearms on social, and she said that she feared for her husband and her daughter. So I don't blame her, man. Like, Aaron Carter's been going off the rails for a long time. He's clearly whacked out on something.
A dumb face tattoo.
Yeah, I mean, is that new?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a lot of mental illness stuff that he's actually come out and spoken about. But, I mean, aside from all of that,
that doesn't give you
an
excuse
you a
to,
pass.
Be an,
Absolutely
to be an
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And
but
threatening
I think
people, especially
really,
when you have a little kid, man. Like,
I think that it goes to really show that whenever your family is out here really like kind of like pitting against you whenever you're going into a court situation, like that really good, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
and you clearly don't have an understanding of boundaries if you're screaming at a judge.
Screaming
you're
at a judge,
he's saying you're too dangerous
sister.
To possess guns, but you're going to go out of state and buy more guns. Yeah, okay.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So Vin Diesel's
he's going to, like, it's unfortunate, but I think he's going to self-harm himself.
I
really do. And you know what? If he was talking about harming other people, do it yourself before you do it to anybody else.
Well, anyone else, I feel like they would have been in jail already. Don't you feel like that? Like, I feel like he's had so many chances
a lot
to clean up.
He's done
none of it. He's not cleaned up an ounce.
So Vin Diesel's daughter gets cast in an animated Fast and Furious show. Wonder how that happened.
But also, like,
is it cool to get cast in an animated Fast and Furious show? I don't know.
I saw the pictures of it. Whatever. I mean, the Fast and Furious is one of the biggest movie franchises in the world. They're not great movies, but they are what they are, and everybody knows what they are going into them. So this is more for, I guess, more for kids. I would say this is what it's looking like because his daughter is pretty young. I think she's, you know, what, like 9 or 10? Somewhere in that age range. But the thing that I thought was funny, though, is that whatever her name is, her stage last name is also Diesel.
Diesel, yeah.
Like, no, it's not.
I don't even know how to say her first name.
Patricia Diesel?
No, it's S-I-M-I-L-C-E.
Similie?
Similie? slime lice? I don't
slime
know.
Slime lice.
Slime lice diesel. There you go.
Slim lice.
Yeah, so Similis, maybe? Similis.
Maybe.
Whatever.
But, like, the diesel, I just found that funny because I think it's, like, real last names like Peterson or Stevens or Simmons.
I mean, Vin Diesel is a lot cooler than Vin,
Larry Stevens.
Larry Stevens. But Spy Racers debuts on December 26th.
Okay.
Are you a big fan of Watchmen? Five episodes in now on HBO. You still digging it?
I'm loving it, man. I think it's the best show on TV right now. I think.
I don't know.
I think it is. I think it is become one of every week that I watch the Watchmen.
There's too much weird stuff going on. It's like
they got to pull it. Lost.
They got to pull it together for
they
me.
They will though. I think. Yeah, I have a feeling that they will, and I don't know. I look at it every week. I like all the actors who are in it, and every week I go, damn, I wish I could binge another episode right this second, but I'm sitting here waiting.
That's why I don't like it. I want to be able to binge watch all of them all at once. Yeah. I'm a binger. Netflix made me
Thank
that way.
Much,
Hulu
man.
Made me that way. I need the whole series and then some.
Let me talk.
I like both, though. I like when you dump a whole series on me, and I also like when you give it to me in doses, because then I have something to look forward to. If I just binge it, I'll just watch it all in one weekend.
You become more attached. I was talking about this yesterday with a friend that, like, when you just binge a series, like, I watched Breaking Bad front to back in, like, a week and a half, two
Whoa,
weeks.
Whoa, that's impressive. That's seven seasons.
And I enjoyed it, and it was great, but I wasn't, like, invested in Walter White and Jesse. I liked it. I thought it was a good piece of programming.
You
but
weren't
when,
invested?
But when you, yeah, because it's a week. But if you watch something week after week after week.
And it's part of your life for years.
Years.
Where
of Thrones was, where and the original Lost.
TV series have gone off the rails is that they haven't figured out the timing, right? Because they take too long of breaks in between. It used to be you would watch a show, and that's why a lot of these reality shows do so well. You think about, like, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and all these kind of ridiculous trash TV reality shows. It's because they do a season, and then they take what amounts to really, like, a couple of months off at most, and then they're right back. And so every single Monday, you're watching that show, and it's weird when you don't have that show on Mondays. And so it becomes part of your routine and your life. Whereas you're right, like, if you just binge something and you're done with it, and then you have to wait another 2 years,
like,
until it comes
right?
back.
And then it's crap.
Yeah, and then it's garbage, and you're like, eh.
What happened?
Yeah.
I forget what happened, though. So that's why I like kind of, you know, I like the fact that I am getting invested in those characters. Same thing with The Mandalorian. They're going to release those every week.
Mandalorian
well.
Is awesome. That's on Disney Plus. And another one that is in the final season right now that is definitely binge-worthy, in my opinion, is The Man in the High Castle.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one on Amazon. Uh-huh. And it's in its fourth and final season right now. But if you haven't watched it, there's like three that are previously out. The fourth one, the entire season just dropped as well
Love
on
it.
Amazon. So that's a pretty good one, too.
And one final thing about Amazon, Lord of the Rings. There's going to be a prequel series.
Just got renewed for season two on Amazon, actually.
Haven't even seen an episode. The Witcher also, which is going to be on Netflix, speaking of, like, you know, sci-fi fantasy series, also got a second season. So you know this is going to be good if they've already greenlit it for a season two before one episode has aired.
Come hang out with us. We are raising money and funds, food as well, for Three Square. Craig and the 95 are going to be out here all day today. X107.5 continues the live broadcast. Would love to say hello. Every single dollar donated is six meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. It is the Four Corners Food Drive.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Just a couple of minutes on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Also, top stories on the way. And Mahoney, it is Wednesday, so people looking for love here in the Las Vegas Valley and beyond, the Misconnection Inspection is coming up.
And we have some creeps who are trying to get their freak on, or some freaks who are trying to get their freak on, on today's Misconnection Inspection.
And some creeps who are trying to get their creep on. That
yeah,
works,
for
too.
Sure.
Okay.
Always
Misconnection Inspection is coming up. Hang with us.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Misconnection Inspection.
The holidays are coming up. People are looking for love across the Las Vegas Valley and beyond, and they're wondering where they can find that. So the answer they've come up with is Craigslist. So a lot of these people were out and about at some establishment, and they probably had a brief encounter with some of these people, and they want more. And so, you know, they don't know how to get in touch with these people because they didn't exchange phone numbers, whatever it may be. And so what do? They go to Craigslist, and they post hoping that maybe that person is also looking for them.
Dave, I mean, have you never had an encounter where you just wish that, like, maybe it could have gone on just a little bit longer?
That's exactly what's going on here. And this first one, there's a lot of soul in this one. It's just entitled Postal Worker, and it starts off with, Lord have mercy! You stopped at the Maverick gas station, and you are stunning. You were wearing a Postal Service uniform, and you were driving the truck. I hope you see this and message back.
Oh, my gosh.
Lord have mercy.
Is this a man Likes for a man?
Likes a girl in uniform.
No idea.
I thought that they said that it was a good-looking woman, no?
No, it just said you were good-looking, so. Excuse me, you are stunning. So
I feel credit. Like you wouldn't describe a man as stunning.
Yeah, I'm going to assume a chick postal worker. He has a thing for uniforms.
I mean, I get the UPS. Yeah.
The Browns.
The UPS outfit, but the postal one? With the light
the
blues?
The blue?
I don't know.
With the dumpy shoes?
This one, we don't have to guess. It's very descriptive. This one's entitled Wendy's Princess.
Ew.
You work at Wendy's. You are short, fabulous, curvy body. You have light skin, dark brown hair, and wear glasses. Have a very sweet voice and very, very cute face. I go there all the time to eat because the food is cheap and the TV always has a football game on. I am dark, about 5'10", 185 pounds, slightly butch. I have curly, wavy hair, facial hair, and often wear a sleeveless shirt.
What? Slightly butch, but I'm so confused.
I've seen you there several times, and I am inexplicably attracted to you, though it doesn't seem that you ever really notice. I saw you there today and kept glancing at you on accident. I really want to introduce myself, but clearly you are very busy at work, and I can be shy sometimes. If you see this and would like to talk, please email me so I can get to know you.
Did they slip their email in this?
They didn't.
It feels like this is a woman for woman.
How is she supposed to reach out?
Who's also a woman who's very manly.
Or maybe just a transition.
Maybe.
So this is interesting because...
Don't hit on people while
they're working.
Well, here's another one that's hitting on while working, and this one is very sweet as well. It's entitled Butcher. Thank you, man. I like your hat, by the way. Wearing a Minnesota Vikings hat, coming up making a donation for 3 Square. My man. Let's go. All right, this one's entitled Butcher. I came in to get some food and noticed you right away. I don't usually post here, but I seen you looking a few times and wanted to make sure I was interested, too. I definitely want to get to know you if you're single like me. I'm a single white woman. You're a single black man.
Well, you know he knows how to handle the meat.
That's right.
Oh, you did not
just say. Just saying.
This one is entitled...
His job.
To the woman in the shiny blue mermaid leggings at the pumpkin patch. Thank you for being there in those gorgeous pants. You looked amazing. It was a sexy, beautiful sight.
I haven't heard anything since Mahoney just talked about somebody handling meat.
A woman, if she's at a pumpkin patch, 99% chance she's there with a child.
Yeah. Right.
Or just trying to get something for the Instagram, truly.
That is the game changer.
Yep.
If you're wearing your mermaid pants to the pumpkin patch, Instagram is definitely involved.
Or you like drugs and festivals, one of the two.
This one is entitled Dental Assistant. Don't know if you were just really nice or flirting. It was swell interacting with you that Monday afternoon. Made me seem like my problems disappeared. Damn, you are one dynamite gal. Hope we can get some coffee soon. I'm a busy man, but would love to make some time for
you. How old was this guy? He said swell and dynamite.
He's 100 years old. So here's the problem.
She's a 19-year-old dental assistant. Stop it.
You're the bee's knees, baby.
Is there anything less sexy than being in the dentist, too? You're just like
you can never hit on a hot...
Never.
Dental hygienist or hot bank teller because they know they have too much information.
They know how little money you have in your account, and you're like, what's that, girl?
And I got gingivitis.
They see your ass don't floss.
You got halitosis, bruh. And then finally, this one, I would say fairly aggressive as the final one today. It said, you danced, he didn't. You were with a small group. I was the guy in the black coat. I was attracted to your great rhythm, your silver hair, and the tattoo that you told me represented your grandkids. Then you went back to dancing alone while your friends just sat there. I danced alone because the music was that good. I didn't want to risk upsetting you or your friend, put in parentheses, husband? Boyfriend? ? Still, I thought there was a connection. Would love to dance with you sometime, maybe more. Do you think he'd mind? He's welcome to watch.
Oh, well, how nice of you.
Oh, thanks.
Dollar Loan Center presents X107.5's Holiday Havoc. Featured artist, White Reaper.
Wouldn't you love to have that kind of confidence, though?
Right?
Yeah. Not your husband.
I'd love to dance with you or more. He can do whatever he wants. He can film if he wants.
There's a corner.
Yeah. Tell him to stay out of this. This is a hard love condition.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Lots of generous people making their way out today to make donations to our friends at 3 Square. We are set up today right here at Craig in the 95. So if you get off the 95 at Craig, it's literally just like a click to the west right there at Tenaya. And you'll see us in the parking lot. We're set up here all day today as we raise funds. And just some super generous people. A guy named David stopped by, got about $500.
That's 3,000 meals.
3,000 meals for hungry kids.
That
right
is
in the Las
unbelievable.
Vegas Valley. Just so awesome, man. So let's keep it rolling. Lots of generous people swinging through today and making donations, big and small. I mean, every 20 bucks is, you know, that's 60 meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. So that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, so if you have a chance, swing by. We know the weather's not the greatest today, right. But you know what? You can feel warm inside by knowing that you are doing something nice.
And you can also feel warm inside because we have hot coffee here.
Yes. So
that's hot coffee and donuts. You can swing through, grab one of those. We got some stickers. We're qualifying people.
You could just climb inside my coat, too. Yeah. I got plenty of room.
Remember
here.
That?
A lot of body heat.
That thing from Star Wars that Luke
the
had to cut.
Yeah, it's a tauntaun.
Mahoney is basically a tauntaun. You can live inside of him for 4 months and you'll be fine. But we also have some Holiday Havoc tickets that we're giving away as well, so you can register for those. And, again, really, it's all about helping the kids here in the Las Vegas Valley as Four Corners Food Drive continues. This is interesting. Las Vegas is considering a citywide ban on smoking at public parks.
Good. Please do.
Love that, actually. Right? Really do.
New bill put forth by the councilman by the name of Brian Knutson.
Uh-huh.
Would expand existing restrictions on smoking in parks, making it illegal to smoke virtually anywhere in city parks. Would also add e-cigarettes to the restrictions.
Please do. So,
yeah,
e-cigarettes,
I mean,
cigars.
There's a lot of kids that are out at the parks. Like, you don't need to smoke while you're out at a park, right?
No, it's like the reason you're out at a park is because you want to embrace nature and what's going on. And if you're out there and, you know, like, especially for non-smokers, like my wife and I am, like, when I'm around somebody who's smoking, especially if you're outside, you're like, oh, God, man, like, why are you ruining this beautiful scene? I don't think that's too much of an ask, and it's public property, so
exactly.
Like, let's vote on it. Let's get it done. And
do whatever to yourself. Don't put other people in harm's way.
This is like, you do whatever you want as an adult.
Yeah.
But when you start affecting other people, that's the moment it stops. Do it at your house. Do it around. Don't do it around other
in
people.
In your car
or any casino or any bar. Like, there's a lot of places in Las Vegas to still smoke.
Yeah.
So, I would agree. Like, public parks, pass on that. So this is interesting. Falling asleep and staying asleep growing more difficult for Americans every year. You guys believe that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You have a lot more distractions.
Either you guys have a sleep app that you keep track of stuff with?
I have like the nighttime mode on my phone, whatever it is. It's called bedtime, I think. I have it set up through my alarm system. So it actually like tracks whether or not I'm getting on my phone between 7:30 and 4:20 in the morning.
I'm pretty sure I have a sleep apnea. That's what you mean?
Waking up in the middle of the night. Oh God, what's happening, honey?
I mean, the fatter I get, the more, the worse it gets. It is, but that's one of the reasons I think like I've been sleeping worse lately is because I've just gained a lot of weight, and so the fact that
it's the holidays. Are you just relaxing?
No,
it's the holidays.
But I mean, I found that like since like I said, gaining the weight it does cause me to sleep less soundly through the entire night.
Sure.
And, you know, I track all that through the Fitbit, but I do still try to get about 8 hours a day.
So is it because we're getting larger as a nation and because we have more distractions?
I think all of it is involved.
Yeah, I mean, there's more stress on people. People are working longer hours. Then also, like you said, I mean, the phone is a real contributor to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I find myself, I'll get into bed at night and I'll just sit there and scroll through all the normal apps that I'll check. I'll check the mail and the Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you just kind of scroll until you're ready to go to sleep and then turn the phone off and go right to bed. But that's not great for you. You never really wind down, right?
Well, you look at it like you lay in bed, you know, like most nights we're in bed around 8 o'clock because we both wake up very early. But there are plenty of nights where I'm laying in bed at 8 o'clock and I'm on my phone and I look up again at the phone or whatever time it is and it's 10:30. And,
this
you know,
is how
like,
significant,
what have I done for two and a half hours?
Right. This is how significant it is. They're saying that roughly 5 million more Americans are dealing with sleep problems today than they were just 5 years ago.
I believe it.
Yeah, that's something.
That's really kind of scary.
I think stress, all those factors play into it, and you know. But I still think the biggest culprit is our phone, and yep. We are the we are just slaves to our phone. You know, it
keeps our anxieties higher, right? You're always more aware and more alert of what's going on around you. You just don't even disconnect for a single second.
I mean, have you thought about possibly switching to like just a flip phone?
No, never. Am I going to get a flip phone?
Get out of here.
What am I going to do?
I'm thinking about it.
No.
Yeah, she's got a crack screen in her phone. She's over here slicing her fingers open every day.
Just to post my selfies on Instagram. Listen, I'm not going to a flip phone. I'm gonna actually... Wait, why'd you just call me out on my crack screen?
Sorry.
Whenever I get my laptop changed, I'm going to go and get that taken care of now. I can't call me out anymore. Shane in my phone. Jeez.
And finally, workers at a spa in China were shocked when a 10-foot python fell through the ceiling. So much for your relaxing spa day. 10-foot python, just big old snake comes crashing through the ceiling.
Sounds like
why there's snakes?
To me. Where did it hit?
Where Robert Kraft at, man?
107.5.
Generous people rolling through and giving donations to Three Square. I mean, it's raining again up here. It doesn't matter. People are still going out of their way. A guy just pulled through, and his truck works for a company called Home Medic. Maybe owns it. I don't know. But he said that he just got a nice tip yesterday, a $50 bill. And he's like, I think I'd rather give this to the kids of Las Vegas, which is just awesome. So that's 300 meals for hungry kids right here in Las Vegas by turning that around.
What do you repair at the house, man? I know it looks like they said like home repair and handyman.
Home repair, yeah.
I need a handyman.
Well, call Home Medic, man.
I like supporting small businesses, Dave.
There
you know
you
that?
Go. Yeah, so it's pretty awesome, man, just to see the generous people that are rolling through and making donations today. A lot of meals being raised for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley, and every single dollar is six meals. So you think about how far a $50 bill goes, a $100 bill, and even a $1 bill. I mean, it's any amount of money that you're able to make a donation, it's going a long way, and it's just encouraging to see so many wonderful people right here in the Las Vegas Valley looking out for others.
Yeah, we've been working with Three Square for years, and it's always a pleasure to work with these guys, and the fact that we know that the help is staying right here with the families in the Las Vegas Valley who need it the most and the kids who need it the most. It really is really very impressive what they do.
We also have a list up on our socials at David Mahoney, and I think it's also up on the station as well at X107.5 Las Vegas. There is a list of non-perishable items, so even if you can't come by with just a dollar or whatever else, they even just need like toothbrushes, toothpaste, just some items like that, obviously non-used toothbrushes,
of course,
like, in the pack. But if you can come by, we actually have a giant box over here as well for those items too, aside from cash.
Yeah, cash is king, obviously, because it goes so far. But like you said, if you don't have extra cash right now, but you do have some extra items.
Wheels.
What's up, man?
My man. Good to see you, brother.
So lots of great people that are swinging
Hi,
through today.
I'm Audrey. It's nice to meet you.
So our good buddy Wheels just came by. Of course, you've probably seen his Instagram.
We got to get him out of the water.
Yes, please.
It's raining out there.
Been
out on the road for years with Nitro Circus and everything else. How you doing, Wheels? Good to see you, man.
I'm doing good. Just still sitting around, you know?
I saw somebody pull up in a gigantic truck and pull their wheelchair out of it, and I'm like, that has got to be Wheels. There is not two of these people that are in the world. And sure enough, it's good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys. Heard you were out here, so I wanted to stop by and say
That's awesome, man. It's great to see you. Tell us what you've been up to. I know you've been doing a lot of traveling, right?
Oh, I'm getting old. I'm starting to feel the crashes a lot more. I thought it was never going to happen, so I've been getting into the speaking and actually building the chairs now.
Nice.
Nice.
Do that.
So if you're not familiar with what Wheels does, you've been in a wheelchair for pretty much your entire life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he's been out on the road with Nitro Circus and with a bunch of different groups over the years, and you just do, I mean, like the craziest stunts that anyone would ever imagine doing on a skateboard, but you're doing it in your wheelchair. And it's led to a lot of inspiration of a lot of other people that also are in wheelchairs. And so, like you said, you're building these custom chairs now that enable people to lead these really amazing lives and do stuff that most people wouldn't have the stones to do if they weren't in a wheelchair, right? And so it's been pretty awesome to see you give a lot of other people inspiration over the years.
Well, you're inspiring a whole new generation of athletes. Yep. I mean, you created a subset of a sport, man. Like, literally, like, what is that like to create a whole new, like, sport in and of itself?
Oh, man, it's been cool, and to see it grow over the years has been unreal. To be able to, you know, go to a skate park and see people tearing it up on a wheelchair.
I remember the first time that I ran into you, we were at, I think it was Desert Breeze Park, and you were out there. There's a bunch of kids that were out there skateboarding, and you're out there in your wheelchair doing moves that were way better than most of the kids on the skateboards. And I was like, who is this guy, man? This is nuts. And, I mean, that has to have been, what, like 13, 14 years ago now. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm getting old.
We all are, which is crazy.
We're like, less of that. Let's just raise food for hungry kids. But the fact that, that there's so many great people in the Las Vegas community that have been a part of this community for such a long time, and you know, we still get together every year and do things like this, it's cool to see, and it's really awesome that you made it out today and gave us a nice little surprise visit here.
Heck yeah, it's good to see you guys.
Good to see you as well. So we're out here right off the 95 at Craig. You can swing through, make a donation. And every single dollar that is raised today goes directly to Three Square, and that's six meals for hungry kids.
And if you're not following Wheels on Instagram, you gotta. I mean, it is so damn amazing. What's your Instagram again, Wheels?
Aaron Wheels with the Z.
Aaron Wheels with Aaron the Z.
Wheels.
Follow him, man.
Like, yeah, it's no secret. He's got an enormous following on social media, and rightfully so. But, yeah, it's a great follow.
So it's so amazing.
Aaron Wheels with a Z. Give him a follow on social. And great to see you out here today, man.
Make wheelchairs fun again, 2020.
You got my vote.
I'm behind it, man.
I'll donate campaign right now.
X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So somebody that is not us just hit themselves a huge jackpot down on the strip. A player of the Wheel of Fortune Triple Red Hot Bells at the Mirage turned a $5 wager into $2.2 million. According to IGT.
So that's a $1 machine, and they played it at full spin.
Yeah, so the winning spin took place at 8:10 a.m. on Friday. And this is the second big victory on a Wheel of Fortune machine this month here in Southern Nevada. A player connected on a 25-cent Wheel of Fortune triple-double emeralds for $257,000 on November 5th.
Yeah, I mean, 250.
This is almost 10x
that. Yeah. 10 times that. That is phenomenal. I mean,
at 8:10 in the morning, nonetheless. So somebody who's just probably going to like get their coffee or maybe like late night.
Or,
but I think that if you're
been
playing
on a bender all night long.
But I'm going to go with probably going to get their coffee, going to get their breakfast.
You are so much more of an optimist than we are.
And then they're just going to hit.
I think she's right, though, because
it's just a one-time hit, five max bet.
Well, we don't know if they only put $5.
But as it
was a $5 bet.
As somebody that has junked out, though, I never have enough money to make it till 8 a.m.
8 a.m., yeah.
I know. It's like there's nothing worse. See, Audrey hasn't hit this yet. We all have, where you're calling your bank and you're like, release the funds.
You're like, my limit.
Up my limit.
Can I get money on my credit card?
I'm going in the red before that even happens.
And if you've never upped your limit and then taken out a cash advance on your credit card, you are not a real gambler.
No. I'm not a real gambler. I'm too poor, apparently.
Good, good for you.
I've done it. And then they charge you like,
have you ever been on the phone with your bank and they're like, sure.
You're like, yes, sure. Sir. Yes. It's coming. Ghostbusters slot machine's gonna hit, or Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka's gonna pay off eventually.
The Ghostbusters machines suck. They're like, they top out at nothing. Willy Wonka will eat you alive, though, man. Like, I have lost.
So you have your favorite machines?
Oh, Willy Wonka is without a doubt. Like, I love it because it's just the song gets me every time. But it has never been good to me. I've never even hit a taxable on a Willy Wonka machine, and I've probably put, no joke, I probably lost $5,000 on a Willy Wonka machine over the last couple years.
I feel like I'm a novice because I always want to sit down in the Buffalo because it always vibrates the chairs.
Okay. All right, Audrey.
This is a family-friendly show.
Not like that. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Okay.
I'm going to get something out of this.
No. Guys, it's the back rumble, not the butt rumble.
Okay. What about this? You want to hear the most cringeworthy story of the day?
Absolutely. Let's hear it, Dave.
A man said that he was on the holiday of a lifetime, and he was out with his friends, and it nearly cost him his life. So this guy named James Michael from London contracted a disease known as Bilharzia. Following a swim a couple of months after his vacation, he started to lose feelings in both of his legs. He's a cyclist, and so he blamed it on his hobby at first. Oh, wow. However, the symptoms got worse after he found himself struggling to even walk up a flight of stairs. So he went to the hospital and went to the neurology department. They did some blood tests to see what was up. They determined that quite quickly that his immune system was attacking his spine, leading to loss of control of his legs. Turns out, and here's the real cringeworthy part, that a parasite had crawled through his junk and laid eggs inside of his body.
Oh, my God.
He was prescribed medication to kill the eggs, spent 3 months in a wheelchair in the hospital, and then 4 months on crutches.
What was this disease called?
Bilharzia, B-I-L-H-A-R-Z-I-A.
It's called Balsharzia.
Oh, man.
This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X-107.5.
Do you like... You just wear protection while you're... I'm just being safe right. while I'm swimming.
Who's ready for a swim? Everyone got their condoms on? Okay.
The ocean's a whore.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, everyone. Wouldn't it be so cool to be ambidextrous, taking people out with one hand and just passing it right over to the other? I don't know. I just think it'd be badass.
Message deleted.
I mean, we learned how cool it'd be to be ambidextrous at the highest levels from the Princess Bride. I'm also right-handed, you know. But I think that transfers to how we live our day-to-day lives and things like important games of ping pong.
Yes.
But how stupid is our body that only one side can do stuff like well?
Yeah, like when's the last time you tried to throw something with your left hand? And like, how is it that uncoordinated?
Anything.
It just looks horrific.
Yeah, with your non-dominant hand trying to do literally, like trying to even open a door with your non-dominant hand is a pain in the ass.
Yep.
Stop it.
Nope. What? Don't you do it.
What? Let's just move on.
Are we talking about the stranger?
Push the button.
Wait. After the tone.
Okay, I need to know this. Mostly Mahoney's answer, but I'd like to hear everyone else's too. What's the best Star Wars movie and why? And if anyone says prequels, I swear I'm going to stop listening to the show.
Message deleted.
No, the best Star Wars movie of all time, and it's not, there's no question about this, it is The Empire Strikes Back, without a doubt. Empire Strikes Back, followed by Rogue One, followed by the original Star Wars, and then I would say
Return of the Jedi,
and then Revenge of the Sith.
Words.
And then the last two crappy post-actual sequels before the
Return of the Jedi, I liked the best when I was a kid. I mean, give me all the Ewoks, man.
Or the Utinis. They're so cute.
Nah, although I will say the Mandalorian on Disney Plus right now.
Is getting up there for
Baby Yoda.
Oh, my God. Now. Do we think that's just a cousin?
Yeah, it's not real. It's,
I know.
Yoda is from a race of people, but he is the cutest thing
baby
in the world.
Baby Yoda is just amazing.
That's 1,000 times cuter than Ewoks.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I didn't think anything could be cuter than Ewoks. Baby Yoda is next level stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, everyone. If you were all single and your new partner wanted to experiment with bondage, you'd agree, right? I mean, like, of course you would. But the real question is, would you be the submissive one or the dominant one? You got to pick one.
Message deleted.
Okay.
Nobody.
Right. I think everyone here wants to know the answer to this question from Mahoney. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, nobody's tying me up ever. I don't care. Like,
I can just envision
my
you.
Wife. If my wife asked me to do that, I'd be like, "Nah, man, no."
Would you go ankles to the straps as well, or just the hands?
Nobody's tying me up ever. I'm never being in a situation where I am tied up and I am naked.
Oh my gosh!
Because I have seen way too many damn movies where that ends poorly. Pulp Fiction, man.
Yeah.
Bring out the gimp.
Oh, boy.
Where's Mahoney?
It's Mahoney again.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That's how you lose a kidney.
Mm-hmm. So we are hanging out today at Albertsons. Yes, it's a rainy day, but that's not going to stop us from raising as much money as we possibly can for our friends over at Three Square, which feeds hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. Also out here with us today, our great friends over at Findlay Volkswagen. So we thank them for being with us today. And so far, over 7,300 meals raised this morning. So thank you to everyone for your generosity.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there's a bunch of people in Australia that are very upset because there is somebody that is entering the country after they did a DIY surgery on themselves. Mm-hmm. And now the country, the taxpayers, essentially are going to have to foot the bill for this to be fixed. So let me explain what's going on here. There's this dude who did a self-enhancement surgery, a DIY self-enhancement enlargement, if you will.
Yeah.
And it didn't go well. And so now he has entered Australia, and in Australia they have health care that will make the essentially taxpayers liable for this guy's genital reconstruction surgery. And a lot of people not too pleased about that.
I don't blame them. I mean, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. If you are going to inject an oil into a very sensitive part of your body and bad things happen, I feel like that's on you.
It's kind of on you.
I should not have to pay for that in any roundabout way whatsoever. It's like, hey, man, sorry.
So do we think that he actually did this strategically, though? Like, went and got the surgery just so that he could come back to Australia
surgery.
He did it himself. He injected his junk with palm oil in order to enlarge it, and it messed it all up, of course. And now he's going to Australia because he knows that their healthcare system...
Can you just do that? Can you just walk in and Australia and just like, hey, let me take advantage of your healthcare?
That's what everyone's so upset about.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very expensive surgery to fix this, obviously, and so it's causing some problems.
Yeah, it's... I don't know what kind of... how bad things are for you in that department, but they are never so bad.
It's never that bad.
You got to take a needle and just straight up inject some oil.
Just find an understanding girlfriend, buddy. We've all been there.
Go get a better...
understanding girlfriend.
Go get a better job.
Yeah.
Make some money.
Make some money. It makes everything better.
Fix your credit. Good credit score goes a long way.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hello.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming out today, making the donation. So we're out here
raising
money and funds for our friends over at Three Square. Generous people coming through, making donations. Coffee, donut, help yourself, man. Yeah, by all means. So we're out here today at 95 and Craig, and people swinging through and making donations. Some people able to donate a couple of bucks. Some people able to donate more. No matter what it is, every single dollar equals 6 meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. So it goes a long way. So appreciate everyone coming out today and making the stop through. And we're seeing a lot of generous people doing exactly that, even though it's raining out.
Yeah, it's somehow gotten colder since like 6 a.m.
It's so much colder.
I don't know how, but you know what? You know, we have so few of these days here in Las Vegas that it's kind of special, right?
It is. It is. I saw a guy trudge through the small river that has formed in the parking lot.
We have a moat.
Yep, he's like, who says it doesn't rain in Las Vegas? But making the donations, and it's really cool to see. Audrey, tell me what you think about this. A Dubai bar offering women free drinks based on their weight.
Hate it a lot.
But wait, this particular bar announced that it's running a drink special through the end of the year, offering 12 cents in free drink credits for every pound a female customer weighs. And the whole thing is, quote, it's good to gain weight. So they're encouraging women to gain weight. The more you weigh, the more you get, and they actually have a scale there so you can prove it. But they also will just take their word.
I don't like it still.
It's still kind of objectifying.
It's still,
right?
Well, it's not even necessarily objectifying. I mean, I think that you got to be healthy, okay? And if you're sitting here saying the more you weigh, the more you get, you know, the more you're able to get drunk, I still don't agree with that. Like 12 cents is also like, what do you mean? You're going to offer me 12 cents so I get like a dollar beer?
So basically, if you weigh 150 pounds, it's $18.50 worth of free drinks.
So why don't they do this for dudes?
Right? That's what I'm mad about. I got all this extra junk in the trunk for nothing?
No.
That's just rude.
Yeah, I've been packing all this winter weight. I've just been
waiting for somebody to buy it off of me some free drinks.
Here's another reason why this sucks, because Dubai actually has some strict laws.
Really against women.
Well, against women, but also when it comes to being intoxicated in public. Like, there are people who have been locked up
in jail for...
Not just like jail. We're talking prison for being drunk in public in Dubai. So I feel like all of this is just a really bad idea all the way around.
Yeah.
This is not a good place for me. It's Dubai.
No.
I'm going to stick here right here in America.
So the broadcast continues throughout the day today out here at Albertsons, right off Craig and the 95. Really easy to get to if you're on the 95 and you pop off at Craig. It's literally just right there to the west of that at Tanea and Craig. And we're going to be out here throughout the entire day today. Audrey is going to keep things going out here. But I want to thank our friends from Findlay Volkswagen that are out here. They have been very generous as well. They're giving away some really cool signed stuff from the Vegas Golden Knights. And then, obviously, you know, the thing that's the most important to note is just how generous everyone here in the Las Vegas community has been looking out for each other. There's a lot of hungry kids across the Las Vegas Valley, and Three Square does a tremendous job with supporting those families that are in need. And as of this morning, already 7,500 meals raised for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley.
Just a couple hours? That's damn impressive.
And the drive continues for Three Square and the Four Corners Food Drive.
Yeah, we are going to be out tomorrow, Dave, at 11720 West Charleston Boulevard. If you're wondering where that is, that's the Charleston in Summerlin, right over there at that Albertsons at Desert Foothills. So Desert Foothills and Charleston. We'll be there starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow. So if you live in Summerlin or the west side of town and you want to swing by, if you didn't have a chance today, we'll be out there. And hopefully it's not going to be quite as wet tomorrow.
But maybe the rain will let up. But
it's partly cloudy on my app.
It doesn't really matter. It means there's less stuff to do outside.
We had more people come out today in the rain than we did yesterday.
I think
tomorrow's going to be even bigger. So if you have a chance, please swing by at any point during the day.
Yeah, and if you want to bring a huge check from your corporation as well, Three Square will gladly accept that. The more the merrier. Dollars go a really long way with our friends at Three Square. So thank you to everyone that's made a point to come say hello to us today. And the live broadcast continues here at Albertsons for Three Square and Albertsons.
Okay.
It's cold out here, man. My tongue's not working right. It's Four Corners. Leave me alone. You guys have a great day. Thanks again for your generosity.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage and the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. Deep in the heart of the Golden West, home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dave and Mahoney. And download the daily podcast to listen on demand at x1075lasvegas.com or the radio.com app.